St. Augustine Church and the Iguales de Izco Auditorium. From the market square, you can see this large building that was the old Augustine convent and church. This religious order arrived in Vinaroz and built their convent in the port area in the 16th century, outside the fortress walls, where merchants conducted their business. But due to the continuous attacks by the same Turkish and African pirates that boarded our ships, the friars were forced to build a new temple within the town walls that I mentioned earlier. The first stone of this temple was laid in 1749. These friars are called the St. Augustine Shrewd Hermits. They were renowned for being good clerks. They spent their time on allotments, teaching children to read and write, praying, and other spiritual tasks. After this splendorous area, and with the arrival of disentailment, which I explained earlier, the market you have just visited was built on the old convent ground. The only thing preserved from the old convent is the church and St. Victoria Chapel. The temple remained open as a church until the Civil War. The church has now become the local auditorium, where they host exhibitions, concerts, and theatre. The church of the San Telmo ex-convent is known today as the Wenceslao Iguales de Izco Auditorium, in honour of the Vinaroz-born book and novel editor. This man was the mayor of Vinaroz and ordered the construction of the theatre, now disappeared, of which he was later director. In 1843, he also founded his own editorial, the Literary Society, that edited the Universal Novelist and Universal Library Collection at affordable prices, so not only the rich would have access to culture and books. Igual de Izco also wrote several chapter novels. The best known one was Maria, Daughter of a Workman, was translated into several languages. From the outside of the facilities, we can see how the church's facade stands out due to its symmetric composition. The entrance is flanked by two bell towers, each with its own door, which frame the central canvas, crowned by a molded profile, and with a majestic lintelled access entrance. If we go back a few steps, we can see a tile roof from where a beautiful and vivid dome protrudes, made of blue and white coloured tiles. Once inside, we notice that the building's floor is rectangular and shaped in the form of a Christian cross and has only one nave divided in four legs, with interconnected side chapels located between abutments. If we stop for a moment to look at the ceiling, we can see the dome's cross vault atop drums and pendentives and the presbytery, which has an edged vault in the same way as the side chapels of the nave. There is a high choir at the base of the temple. After visiting the auditorium and Church of San Agustin, we suggest a visit to the Santa Vittoria Chapel, attached to the temple. We take Santo Tomas Street and cross the entry of the former medieval village of Santa Rita Street, where we find the chapel built to house the chaste body of Saint Victoria, Virgin and Martyr,